COVID-19 y usted?
¿Cómo sé que las vacunas COVID-19 son seguras?
Cuando algo es nuevo, es normal tener preguntas. Queremos que sepa que Health Canada solamente autoriza vacunas que son seguras, efectivas y de la más alta calidad. Canadá es reconocido a nivel mundial por sus altos estándares y su riguroso proceso de revisión de vacunas. Obtenga más información sobre las vacunas COVID-19 en canada.ca/COVID-vaccine. Un mensaje del Gobierno de Canadá.
The alert level in your region or a neighboring region is red. To curb the spread of COVID-19, gatherings with family and friends in private homes and yards are prohibited. Travel between regions should be avoided, and traveling to yellow zones is forbidden. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. Visit quebec.ca/coronavirus to learn more about the other measures in place. Follow all the rules, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Le palier d'alerte de votre région ou d'une région à proximité est rouge. Afin de limiter la propagation de la COVID-19, les rassemblements d'amis ou de familles dans les résidences et cours privés sont interdits. Les déplacements entre régions sont à éviter et les déplacements vers les zones jaunes sont interdits. De plus, il est défendu de quitter son domicile entre 20h et 5h le matin. Visitez québec.ca/coronavirus pour connaître les mesures en place. Respectez toutes les règles, tout le temps, sans exception. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
I'm Tess Buckley, and you are listening to Monday Musicians on 90.3 FM CKUT Radio. Today, we will be talking with Blue Rose. The French-Malaysian singer just dropped his debut album, all of which was produced in his bedroom. He was born and raised in LA, and today, we will walk through the timeline of his releases together. From his high school days to his experimental years in Montreal, his debut album, and finally showcasing what to look forward to in 2021. This show is about the musicians behind the music and the stories behind the songs. Blue Rose is currently working on some visuals and new singles. In the meantime, here's a piece from his debut album, Hangover Honey by Blue Rose.
Waking up anxious, slide out of bed, my heart racing. Can't describe the feeling that I'm facing. Girl, you're amazing. Got my dang head spinning in rotation. Or maybe that's the liquor that I'm chasing. Either way, I guess I find my motivation. Damn, put up a fight. Stuck up, I'm fed up, we stay up all night. I don't feel right. I'ma think twice before drowning my life. Goddamn, yes, I'm alright. Can't comprehend why my mouth is so dry. Dizzy outside, I just might be allergic to some light. I'ma make it if I cave in. Damn, put up a fight. Stuck up, I'm fed up, we stay up all night. I don't feel right. I'ma think twice before drowning my life. Goddamn, yes, I'm alright. Can't comprehend why my mouth is so dry. Dizzy outside, I just might be allergic to some light. We'll be right back.
ici Gilles Vignon. Vous écoutez la radio communautaire CQUT à ses 90.3 FM.
That was Hangover Honey by Blue Rose, featured on his debut album. Now we're going to get into a few questions with him. First up, what is the time delay within creating and releasing, and how does this affect your process?
For me, I think that the time it takes between starting a song and finishing it really depends on things that have nothing to do with music. You know, I've spent 4 to 5 months on some songs where I'm coming back to it every couple weeks, tweaking the smallest details without getting anywhere. And then on the other hand, I have a song that I can finish in one night. For the album, you know, we were in the middle of quarantine, and I really just wanted to be able to come out of it eventually, whenever we do come out of it, and be able to point to something that I did, some sort of project, so that I didn't feel like the time just passed me by and I didn't do anything. And so that was really just motivation to be able to get up every morning and, you know, check something off of the checklist and get further in the album process, whether it was writing or mixing, mastering, or producing a new beat. You know, I had a folder of about 30 to 40 songs that didn't make the cut, and that's just the product of really having a lot of motivation to finish this project.
Yeah, it's definitely been a tricky time to stay motivated and really push oneself to be creative. So grateful that you could find that in quarantine, and obviously it worked out because this has been just a wonderful project to listen to. I'm excited for everyone to hear it. But first, we're going to go back in time a bit to your high school years. Here is a release, one of your first, by Baby Blue Rose.
Foreplay, oh, watch this shit. Goddamn, hit it when I'm this damn lit. Talk like rappers, I hit that bitch. Blow more money than a gold digger sick. Oh, fuck this chinks on a roll. Spit my lyrics and play my role. Close my eyes from all of the stupid. Hope my dreams are still lucid, cause so fuck it, I'm still blind as hell, like a misfit. Tell me what the hell I'm missing. Je ne vois rien, I'm still dismissing all these fake truths that we bring. Bad on two corrupting kings. See how we're blinded by the bling? As if that didn't mean a thing. We're all cast in the bright light. Some people just know how to hide it right. One more time, we're all fucking blind. Take a look at our kind of the state of mind. Take a look at ourselves, we're never fine. Look at us, repetition each time. Sans voix, every single time.
That was Je Ne by Blue Rose, released in his high school years. Question for you, why did you start making music, and why is it your chosen art form?
I started making music in middle school. I just discovered GarageBand one day, and I never really looked back. You know, then I went through all of the programs. I went through Fruity Loops, Logic 10, and then I finally landed on Ableton, which is what I use today. You know, I suck at arts and crafts, I suck at drawing, and I always sucked at those things. So when I finally found an art form that I was half decent at and that I could see myself getting better at, I really just held on and never let go. And I still have that feeling today.
Yeah, and that's why I love your music and why I think walking through the timeline is so important, because you can really see that you're constantly pushing yourself. And your music has just evolved so many times over. And before we get more into your Montreal experimental phase, I was wondering if you could talk a bit more about, you know, your high school years and how formative they were for you.
You know, I grew up listening to a lot of hip hop. And so when I started to make beats, those are the influences that really came out. And I really thought that I could make it as a rapper. So high school was a time where I put out an EP where I was rapping on it, but it really was a time early in my career, early into me making music, where I was just experimenting with different things and learning how to record my voice, learning a little bit about mixing, and then just overall getting better as a producer.
So we're going to be listening to another one of your high school releases. This is Worries the Interlude by Blue Rose.
While the ones who have the worst sins live the best, why does hatred always show itself from the rest? I remember watching 24 on the big screen. I screamed, "Mom, I'll never make it to a big scene." And she said, "Dream. You see 24, Kobe B, not the team. I know everything, and you know what I see? Weak knees, Vince Carter killing athletes, leak whack tracks, and sleep eating raw meat. But it's about time again, like when I met you on the block the first time. I crammed my words together, I rap fast but I slow it down from time to time. Messages are stronger than Grammys, so I know it's mine. I'm scared that my music is a waste of time. I'm scared I'm brainwashed beyond my own mind. I'm scared if I speak up they'll press rewind, and everything I've worked for will be my own demise. Worries. Worries.
This is General Truth, and when I'm in Montreal, I tune in to CKUT 90.3 on the FM band. Race them a look and can't run it. Reach the furlong point, and all them can't start it. We bypass now for them down at the market. All 20 more mile, we burn it. CKUT Radio 90.3 on the FM band. General Truth, bless.
Welcome, you are listening to Monday Musicians, and we are here with Blue Rose walking through the timeline of his releases and asking a few questions. So how did your music really shift? You know, as you graduated high school, you moved from LA to Montreal, you're in this new environment. How does your sound begin to form and really reshape itself?
You know, when I got to Montreal, that was the first time that I had a space of my own, and it really helped me get more experimental with what I was doing. And so I think I grew in leaps and bounds just by trying new stuff every day. I had this closet in my room that I completely turned into a recording booth. And I would just spend days trying different stuff and, you know, teaching myself how to sing and then trying new beats out and trying different genres. You know, I think I learned a lot during that time.
So here are a few tracks from Blue Rose's years in Montreal, entitled Memory Street, Elevator Music, OSS, and Mama.
Smoking up, hold up, nobody smoking up.
That was Memory Street and Elevator by Blue Rose. Here's OSS and Mama.
Getting drunk, drunk as fuck. Stick it down on my luck. Getting drunk, drunk as fuck. Stick it down on my luck. Getting Been a long time on the road, mama. But I'm finally coming back with the phone, mama. Stuck in the habits of my old shit. Still catching feelings with my old bitch. I swear I'll never leave like that no more. I promise I'll come back with the world next door. It's been a long time on the road, mama. No, I gave two fucks on the road, mama. Stuck in the routine of my old shit. Used to always chasing after one bitch. She killed me once, then she killed me twice. Ripped to shreds, but I'm still trying to roll the dice. Wrist slit, didn't choose you over studio. Red streaks in the air like a Rufio. Back on my own, mama. I don't give a fuck about my dough, mama. Dancing with the devil, got two left feet. Catching feelings with the reaper, where she take me? But what that do to you? He's kill you, so what am I to do? I'ma just keep on this road for you. So if I ever told you once, you know that I'ma get it. And I get too fucked up, but I promise that you should bet it. Lost up in this world without a hatred for the fittest. Now I'm looking like a tweet cause I can't handle all the limits. Need a minute, minute. Okay, okay, had a moment to myself. Now the road's finally grown up. Okay, okay, been a long time coming, but I'm coming for the asthma. Running off the street like I know better. Now she looking like a ghost in my old sweaters. Running off the street like I know better. Running off the street like I, yeah.
What's up, everybody? This is Hippie, aka Soul on Sound. You're tuned in to CKUT Montreal.
This is Monday Musicians, and today we're talking with French Malaysian singer Blue Rose. We've listened to his high school releases, his Montreal releases, and now we're going to talk a bit about his return to LA.
You know, I'm not going to lie, when I came back to LA in late 2019, it wasn't exactly by choice. I was supposed to be finishing my last year of university, but some visa troubles actually got me kicked out of the country for a little bit. And so I came back to LA right before the start of 2020. And, you know, it worked out for the best. I got to spend a lot of time with family right before COVID struck. And it was great that I had all of my stuff here and that I could really just get to work during this super unique time.
During lockdown, Blue Rose created his debut album entitled Cabin Fever. We're going to listen to No Ho Hank, You're So Fine, and Get Familiar, all songs from this project.
Thank you. won't change. Maybe we can switch places, but we won't stay the same. Girl, you got me acting foolish. I can see like the chase, but I think you need patience. For everything's a race, baby, you're so fine. Baby, you're so fine. Why don't you stay, so I can memorize your face? How we get so dry? Guess I'm the one to blame. Okay, I guess your heart is in the wrong place, but you make it so easy for me to escape. Baby, you're so
Noho Hank, You're So Fine, and Get Familiar by Blue Rose, streaming on all platforms. Now, can you talk a bit about your environment and how it shaped you and your music, and speak a bit more about your debut album?
Yeah, I'd say that the environment that I'm working in is pretty important. You know, for the last album, Cabin Fever, I was working in my bedroom during a pandemic lockdown, but I had these windows right behind my desk that were looking out at the mountains and beautiful summer weather, and so I really wanted to create a soundtrack for people that might be in similar situation to that, where you want to go out and enjoy the summer as you normally would, but because of this crazy pandemic that's going on, you're forced to stay at home. And that affected the writing. It gave me a lot of motivation to finish these tracks in a way that would get people up and moving. And that's the basis of the album, is to get people to enjoy the summer as if they were going out to beach parties and to the pool with their friends without actually being able to because of these restrictions, but still giving them that feeling of what summer is supposed to be.
Definitely not your normal summer, but music really helped me at least kind of working through this time. And I will say that your album, I caught myself dancing to it. I hope all of you that have been listening also kind of caught yourself grooving to Blue Rose's debut album. We're going to be playing a few more tracks from it. Here is Die Pack, 10 Toes Down, and Fuse.
Down. some 10 toes down.
This is Lee Fields from SoFi Records. And when I'm in Montreal, I listen to CKUT 90.3 on the FM dial.
The This is Monday Musicians, and we are here with Blue Rose, talking about his new album, inspirations, and his timeline as an artist. We're coming to the end of our segment here, and my last question to you is, how do you use emotion in your process? How do you hope it comes across in your songs, and specifically this new album, Cabin Fever?
I think early on, I really was taking myself super seriously and thought that people that listened to me would be, you know, looking up lyrics and really wanted to get into what I'm trying to say. And it's not that people don't do that, but it's more just that I realized it's not what I wanted to do. And what I want to do is I want to make people dance. I want to make people feel happy. I want to get people onto the dance floor. I want to bring joy to people that listen to it. And that's what I really wanted to do with this last album was, once again, you know, during a time where people are unsure of how safe it is to even go outside, to be able to give them the feeling that they are at the beach or they are at that pool party or they are with their friends enjoying summer as they would any other year.
That feeling really did come across in the album. Thank you to everyone who has tuned in to this Monday Musician with Blue Rose. Thank you, Blue Rose, for taking the time to answer all our questions and sharing your music with us. Check out Blue Rose on all streaming platforms. His new album, Cabin Fever, is incredible. Here is one last song from that project, Scarface.
Thank you.
What's up? I'm Blue Rose, and you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Thank you for tuning in to Money Musicians. I always like to end it on music, so here's actually an unreleased song by Blue Rose, something to look forward to in 2021. It's entitled Introducing.
Are you looking for an outlet to relieve some stress, have some fun, and to finally think about something other than school? If you make your own music, you'll like this. Greenhouse Effect is an independent record label run by McGill students, and they're looking for 4 artists or musical groups to join them in 2021. They're a nonprofit co-op whose goal is to help students record, release, and promote their original music. Any genre, any level of experience, they're receiving applications until March 1st. For more info and to apply, check out their Instagram at greenhouseeffect.mtl.
CKUT!
What you say?
CKUT! 90.3 FM. Kicking it, kicking it. Good MP problem. Oh.
We've all spent the past few weeks stuck inside. So make sure you don't keep everything inside. It's normal to feel stressed, anxious, or even sad. After all, you don't have to be infected to be affected. For advice, don't hesitate to visit quebec.ca/allez-mieux, because protecting yourself also means protecting your well-being. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Ilangan ni hungan ni hungan ni tuin naungin la. Ilangan ni sapu mitru til sa ngobo kaksong na tukutunan. Ilangit ka na tamit o nataktisayt o walo ni pulisit isumakot ilusak susayangin ng mot at tutamakon na sud. Aksong na tumiligovit ilatin nulunit ikayoktawit sa hapo. O haliyak logit hakitaw ya goodveterans.gc.ca/mentalhealth. O halaw ti kulunit 1-866-522-2122. Kanatawab ka ba mga tatusaktisilti nga.
Thank you. वैक्सीन्स अते तुसी
मैनू किवें पता लगे कि कोविड 19 वैक्सीन्स सुरक्षित हन
जद कोई चीज नवी होवे ता अजेहे प्रश्न करने आम हन असि तुहानू जानकारी देना चाहुंदे हां कि हेल्थ कैनेडा सिर्फ उना वैक्सीन्स नू ही प्रवानगी देंदी है जिहड़ियां कि सुरक्षित प्रभावशाली अते उत्तम क्वालिटी दियां होण दुनिया भर विच कैनेडा अपने उच्चे मियारां अते सख्त वैक्सीन रिव्यू प्रक्रिया लई जानिया जांदा है कोविड
To curb the spread of COVID-19, gatherings with family and friends in private homes and yards are prohibited. Travel between regions should be avoided, and traveling to yellow zones is forbidden. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. Visit quebec.ca/coronavirus to learn more about the other measures in place. Follow all the rules, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
CKUT is hiring a spoken word coordinator. Do you have a passion for storytelling and amplifying perspectives outside of the mainstream media landscape? Are you interested in working at a collectively run, independent community radio station? CKUT's Spoken Word Coordinator is a full-time position starting June 1st that is responsible for the coordination of all CKUT's spoken word programming and is part of CKUT's Collective Management Committee. The position is 35 hours a week, pays $18.36 an hour, and applications will be accepted until 9 a.m. on May 3rd, 2021. Please visit ckut.ca for more details. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
CKUT would like to thank our community.